Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seven after the hour.
What vacation song? What summer song is this? I do recognize it. Oh, it's Cool Summer. Of course it is. We'll crank it up then. James Collins at the controls at our studio in Dallas. Jay Kirshner in Cleveland. Doug Steffen outside of Boston for the Good Day program. Here's some good news. This is the story of a teenage girl who got a secret message which somebody found in a wall 48 years after it was tucked into a bottle. There's a big old house being restored outside of Peoria, Illinois. Construction worker found a message in a bottle. Now, how many times, excuse me, you hear those stories about the message in a bottle that was put into the ocean or into a lake or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was in the wall of the kitchen, written by a 14-year-old girl back in 1975. And so now there's a lot of interest in the life of this woman. This woman is now 61. The carpenter was a fellow named Dakota Moan, working in this house damaged by a fire. And, of course, they have to tear the walls down and rebuild it that way. He saw a note that had on it in this bottle, 9/29/75, with arrows pointing to a small notch in the wood. And inside this bottle, there was a message signed by Stephanie Heron, young woman, one of the children of a railroad lineman who moved on to New York City and got married. And so she was shocked, apparently. She had forgotten all about the fact that she'd left that message there. And I think these sorts of things are interesting. She started the note by saying, "Today is September 29th, 1975. My name is Stephanie Heron. I live here with my mother, father, and Gerald Ford is president. Mrs. Lay is our neighbor. Mom is pregnant with a baby due any day." This is the story. And so I identify with this one I saw because she writes about the Illinois Central Railroad being on the west side of the house. And as I have the story I've told them about my grandmother and grandfather living in Ashley, Illinois, on the main line of the Illinois Central, when I would visit them as a youngster, I'd go outside, I could hear the trains coming down the track, and I'd run outside because their house was almost in the backyard of the main line of the Illinois Central. And so I'd go out every day when I was visiting there to see the city of New Orleans. The train that starts in Chicago, goes to New Orleans every day, still does. And the engineer would blow the whistle, and the conductor would be in the end car waving. It was just very romantic, very just cool for a six-year-old kid. Anyway, and so she talks about that sort of thing, too, and how much happiness there was in the house. Isn't that neat? Tells about her mother, who's a registered nurse, lives, you know, works at Hopedale Nursing Home. Mm-hmm. She's a very good mother. Isn't that sweet?
It doesn't make you want to do that, like, yourself. We should all be doing that, hiding things in the walls in our home, or if you have a new build, put
miles.
Something inside inside the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just put.
Did you do that with school, the time capsule?
I did. I had a diary. I used to keep a diary every day for I know why I did it. But it was it wasn't the most positive reason for keeping it, but it was a daily overview of what was going on in my life, with my mother having the stuff going on with her that she did. I don't know why. I almost felt like self-defense for whatever the reason. It was kind of sad, actually, when I think about it, having that. You know, because we all have our things, and mine was having a mother that was a raging alcoholic and wasn't much there. But it was, you know, I understood later what the reasons for it were. But you don't understand that when you're 6 years old. You just don't.
Oh, yeah.
So here's a kid that's 6 years old that gets the blessings of having good parents and writes a story about it. And I think that idea would be introduced. I could see both my grandsons writing notes, especially Miles, about their mother and father. And so maybe I'll encourage him to do that, see what happens. He's a very, he loves to write and talk, and he's busy. Mind is busy. There's a study out from the Institute for Economics and Peace, which is an independent, nonpartisan, nonprofit think tank. They say they're dedicated to shifting the world's focus to peace as a positive, achievable, and tangible measure of human well-being. And I think that we all would like to think that this is not just a concept, but a framework to define how we are going to survive. Because without peace, and yet when you look at the history of the world, since humans have been on it, I guess you could say since time began, there's always been conflict. Animals eating other animals and people. You know, basically when you go to war and you shoot somebody, it's just like eating them, right? It destroys them. And so can we have relationships? Can we have good business relationships? Can we have prosperity? Can we promote better understanding of the cultural differences, the economic differences, the political factors that create peace, not dissent? We have people working now to destroy, and they're so, stupid is not the word, but they're so maniacal because it's all about them. They want control. What do you get when you have control? Headaches, as much as anything else, right? It's not,
yeah.
Who do you know?
Like people say more money, more problems, more power, more problems.
Yeah, right. So anyway, this is a new report that's out from this organization, the IEP, Institute for Economics and Peace. They rank the Peace Index. They call it the Global Peace Index. And the regions where there is a need for improvement, and it's almost everywhere, the trends are kind of, I don't want to say flat, but, you know, there's only like 30% of people on the planet who think we're going in the right direction, which isn't great. And then when you look at the nuclear tensions now that have started this week in Ukraine, with the Russians once again threatening all kinds of things and trading accusations, you wonder where this is all going. I think the news media overplays, and of course Putin loves it, overplays the nuclear option. I saw something this morning suggesting that Russia is planning to sabotage the nuclear power plant in Ukraine. They've had Chernobyl was in Ukraine, so I remember that. And it was built when the Russians controlled Ukraine, and it wasn't the Russians, it was the Soviets, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republic, USSR. They built that Chernobyl plant, which blew up and killed all those hundreds and thousands of people because it was built like a cardboard box. But they didn't care. They didn't care then, and I dare say they don't care now. So the news media is fanning the flames, and that's one of the problems that's cited here in the Institute and their, the global peace impact, the economic impact of violence and what it's done. We don't need these people to tell us that, but it's interesting to look and have it all put into one place where, you know, the highlight of the conflicts and the trends, the hot spots, and what it's cost the Europeans, for example, when it comes to fuel, the Russian gas pipeline shut off, the cost of oil. Look at what it's cost the world. The impact of the violence there caused the price of petroleum, the gasoline at the pump, went up $1 almost overnight. What do we gain from that? Nothing.
A lot in Russia are blaming the states. Are blaming us?
Of course they blame us.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, of course. So this particular, you'll see it, I'm sure, profiled in a lot of news magazines and news journals and online. It's the 17th time they've done the Global Peace Index. And it takes there are 197 countries, I think, in the world, and there are 163 who reported in to to report on their individual level of peacefulness. In other words, this isn't just a peaceful, this isn't a looking at the war around the world or the wars around the world. It looks at the way that people are trying to qualify and quantify the efforts, not outwardly with peace, but what are you doing with your life, right? Think about societal safety and security. We come in close to the bottom of that. For the country that's supposedly the most powerful in the world, and we can't do anything about the sort of insecurity that people feel domestically, never mind the international conflict. Look at the report every day here. This person, that person, dozens of people are killed or, you know, some other thing because we have so much militarism. We have so many guns that are not in the hands of people who know how to use them. And yet the people who own them, this is one of the real serious conflicts and one of the real serious criticisms of America is that we can't get a hold of our gun violence. And because it's so entrenched, the Second Amendment, and this is this group sort of, they don't say it in as many words, but they sort of talk about the handling of the issue and what needs to be done. And then mental health comes into it. I'm paraphrasing.
Absolutely.
Here.
But also just, it's one of those things that a lot of people are okay with people having guns, are okay with gun owners and people having guns as long as they are okay to have those guns. There are too many people who have access to guns who should not have guns. There was, a little boy recently who was killed by a stray bullet over an argument that escalated into the point where somebody pulled out a gun and started shooting.
Yep.
If you can't have an argument without pulling out a weapon, you should not have access to a weapon.
It's really very interesting how they pull out. They rate the countries as to how peaceful they are. And Iceland remains the most peaceful country in the world. It's had that since 2008. The top of the list is also Denmark, Ireland, which is interesting considering some of the violence in Ireland, New Zealand, and Austria. Afghanistan is the least peaceful country on the planet, and I guess we can figure that out. So, anyway, an interesting report for sure. 18 after, this is Good Day. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 after the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly event that features Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, as we discuss the charts, the things that are on the charts, the nuance, if you will, of the implications of things like Janet Yellen going to, she's the Treasury Secretary, by the way. She's landed in Beijing for a high-level conference with all the Chinese officials. And first thing she says is that China has treated American companies harshly. And so she criticized the Chinese government. The first speech she makes, taking a shot at Chinese leaders and Chinese business. So what sort of a tone is that going to set? It's interesting that all these leaders are going over to China. Was it last week, the week before, that it was the Secretary of State, whatever his name is. I can never remember his name now because he's not very memorable. Like a lot of these other people, frankly, that are in the Biden administration, I think you can make a case for this group being the most lackluster group of people who are supposedly leaders. Where did all these people come from? Were they all political hacks? What background do some of these people? Janet Yellen is probably the most well-known and has the most expertise of any cabinet secretary. Marty Walsh, who was Secretary of Labor for a while, big with the labor unions, but he left. And most of the other people that were in the first round with Biden have left for any number of reasons, I guess. But am I right about this, Michael? You think that there are a lot of people there that just seem to be nobodies from nowhere?
That's a very interesting question. Let it stand as a rhetorical one, because I ponder that all the time. First of all, a lot about the cabinet has to do with how they cover press and how visible they want to be. Yeah. What they're really doing, I don't know. And most appointed people in politics didn't work to get there. They're just appointees. They're flax, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they haven't run a business or. Well, I mean, you can't say that about everybody. All I'm saying is
a lot
that,
of them.
When you get into administrations and secretaries of this and secretaries of that, it's very hard for those of us outside who only have the press to rely on to really know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, according to press reports from Beijing, Ms. Yellen squared off with senior officials over there, telling the Chinese that we are not going to continue to use them as we have over the past 40 years, that our country, in fact, needs to diversify our supply chains and to protect ourselves against overdependence. I think that ship has sailed.
That sounds like a phone call to a talk show.
Yeah, right.
It's like, oh, they're not aware of that. like we've had trade wars now since the Trump administration.
Right.
Come on. This is the Chinese know, and Yellen knows, and everybody involved knows that this is all a show.
Yep. Blinken is the guy I was trying to think of who was over there last. It is a big show. So what do we do? And isn't the same thing to be said for the muscles that they keep flexing when they meet Putin and Xing Bing Bling, whatever his name is? Isn't that the same kind? It's the same stuff. It's all theater. It's
much
theater.
Much of it is theater. Much of what goes on behind the scenes. And the relationship between the United States and China is a complicated one that goes back for years. And both parties have participated in it. And both parties are still participating. The ties between China and the U.S. are outside the realm of anything that Janet Yellen has power over.
Yeah, right. It's just another conference. But it's interesting that they're going over there one after another. So those Chinese coming here, we're going to them, which I find very interesting. 28 after the hour here on the countdown.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
if allergic to SkyRizi, serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. military says Reaper drones have killed a top ISIS leader hiding in Syria. The U.S. Central Command announced the drone strike in a statement Sunday. It noted Usama al-Mahajir was killed on Friday by the same 3 Reaper drones that had been harassed earlier in the day by Russian fighter jets over Syria. A GOP challenger and former ally of Donald Trump says the former president's campaign is for himself and himself only.
This is not somebody who's fighting for the American people and their future. This is all about his ego.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie said Trump only wants to undo his loss to President Biden in the 2020 election. President Biden is kicking off his 5-day trip to Europe. He departed Sunday on the trip with the focus on Tuesday's NATO summit in Lithuania. Biden's first stop will be in London, where he will meet with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and King Charles on Monday. John Schaefer, USA News.
day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hey, don't tell anyone else, but you're our number one. And we want to hear from our favorite listener. Call 855-999-DOUG.
8-5-5-999-DOUG. No more teachers, no more books. What is it? No more. There's no more principals, dirty looks. There's something
wait,
like that.
No more pencils, no more books, no more teachers, dirty looks.
Oh, that was
there's another one. But yeah, mm-hmm. This one, school's out for summer. Alice Cooper. Mm-hmm. All day, every day, please.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Here's some good news about an 8-year-old boy who was surprised. Got a Target shopping spree after being pranked at Target. This is from a town down in Connecticut, rallying around this 8-year-old who was the victim of a cruel prank while he was shopping at Target. His name is Gabe Lyles. He and his father were shopping at the store when three men approached, said they were with Mr. Beast.
Mm-hmm.
Told them that they had been chosen to participate in one of the YouTuber's famous challenges. So you're going to have to step in here. I don't know who Mr. Beast is and what are their challenges.
He's a YouTuber, a philanthropist. He has a bunch of different channels. He is one of the most money-making, I don't want to say influencers, content creators.
Really?
And he does these challenges where people can win a lot of money. He tries to give a lot of people money and stuff, but there always has to be something with it to make it watchable for the YouTube channels. But these people claimed they were with Mr. Beast, and the father and son had to put blindfolds on, and they had 30 seconds to fill the cart with whatever they could, and then the Mr. Beast crew would pay for it. Well, as they get started and they're blindfolded and they're videotaping this with their phones, all of a sudden the dad, TJ, hears them running away and realizes it's a prank. And the son was just crushed. And the son happens to be a Mr. Beast, like a really big fan of Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
So just absolutely crushed. People in the community hear about this. Target hears about this, like all this stuff. And they decide to gift him a $200 gift card so that he could go to Target. Gabe is the 8-year-old. Gabe can go to Target, buy whatever he wants. Gabe is deaf. And the cool thing, too, is Mr. Beast has caught wind of the story, and he's trying to get in touch with them, too. He wants to do something for Gabe as well.
Good. So the old man
is them. Yeah,
right. Out
really
of bad
good
comes something good. Yep, right. Speaking of that, there are a lot of predictions about what happens to folks who spend a lot of time on their devices before they go to bed. So there is a new overview that I thought, you know, this is the time of day. Many people listen to this program. There are three different areas where it finds its most popularity. Early in the morning in some areas of the country, what they call morning drives between 6 and 9 or 10, and then the late morning and into early afternoon. So as we talk about this being the time of day when many people are getting up and at them, have you slept well last night? Chances are, if you read a newspaper before you went to sleep, that's the best way to get a good night's rest. Don't look at your... People say, well, what's the difference? I'm reading something. It's what's
that
in the device.
Exactly. The backlight, yeah.
Right. It does something weird to your brain.
That blue light wakes you up.
Yeah. I don't have my device in my room. I have it in my office, plugged in. It's way away. As you know, when you try to find me early in the morning, sometimes it takes me a while to get to it because it's not there. So the idea is to get into bed, have all of your screens off, read a book or read from the newspaper, but read from paper pages.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do.
Something that does not have a backlight.
Yeah. Well, the blue light makes your brain emit chemicals to keep you awake.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
even if you have the night mode on where it gives kind of a brown backlight as opposed to the blue backlight, it still just wakes you up. It's still there's that light that you're actually looking at rather than having a light above you or behind you to read whatever it is you're reading.
Yeah, right. How come nobody talks? We were talking earlier about the Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and all that. What's Pinterest? And who uses it? Yeah. What kind of a social connection is that?
It's kind of like it gives you ideas if you want to do arts and crafts or
special
style
interest
for clothes and, yeah, recipes. And you have these boards and you can pin different things to your boards where it's kind of like how many times am I going to hit my mic today? This is ridiculous, Jessica.
Wait a minute.
I'm new here.
How's that? Yeah, right. First day on the job.
And the funny thing is, I don't talk with my hands typically, and for some reason, I can't keep these things still.
Really? Oh, I talk with my hands all the time.
But with Pinterest, it's just kind of like an online catalog where you can keep things that you're interested in, or you can load things to share with other people.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I've never really gone down many of these streets. I don't get my information. I get connections with people on Facebook, and I do that on my own personal pages and the radio show pages. I leave that to you, though, for the most part. And also, under the circumstances, the whole business of connecting with people is, and as I say that, my phone way down the hall in my office. Can you hear ringing?
I can. Who the heck is calling me at 20 minutes? This is called a landline, kids.
Yeah, right. Leave me alone. I mean, it has to be coming from somebody who doesn't know me, because most of the people who know me well that are in touch with me know that I'm not to be touched or reachable at this hour. Anyway, so the whole business about reading, I like magazines. I don't have time to read books because, as I say often, I have 14 or 15 regular sources that I consult every day. And some of them are magazines, some of them are newspapers. Like, I look at the two Boston papers and the New York Times and the Los Angeles Times and the Washington Post and sometimes the Palm Beach Post. It just depends. And I'm smart enough, if you'll pardon what sounds like a brag, I just know how biased they all are, and I kind of just use it to send me in a direction to find out more. Mm-hmm. So, but in the magazine department, I read Reason magazine, I read Reason, I read Newsmax, and I read Mother Jones. Most of that stuff's online. I also come across magazines like Esquire every once in a while. And because we were talking about J-Lo earlier and that new drink that she has, I was interested in this overview. I don't drink. I don't go to bars. Never have. But there's a fascinating overview of the best bars in America for this year in the current issue of Esquire magazine. So if you're traveling, this is a good vacation guide for those who like to go. And I have a feeling that when you and your husband Ryan go out, Jay might go to a local pub or someplace just to have a little maybe get together with friends. And I think that's what these things represent. Not places to go and get looped, but places for social and the accoutrement, what's the ambiance like, and what kind of special drinks do they have, and, you know, that sort of thing. So I thought I'd pass that along for those of you who are looking. If you haven't figured out where to go and you want to do, there are people who take a bar trip every year. They go on vacation and go visit bars in different places. Okay, if that's what you want to do, help yourself. In New York City, officers have rescued a subway commuter who fell onto the tracks. Good God. The officers who were there sprung into action to help this fellow who had a medical emergency. He fell onto the subway tracks just as a train was coming down the tracks.
Yeah.
So the officers' body cameras caught all of this, which was, of course, shared, as you can imagine, on social media. They didn't name this fellow who fell off the platform onto the tracks. This is in Bed-Stuy, they call it, right? Bedford-Stuyvesant in Brooklyn. And nobody knows really what happened with this fellow. He just fell, lost consciousness, it looks
like. Medical episode, and without hesitation, the officers, Bays and Hall, jumped onto the tracks, placed themselves in danger, lifted the unresponsible
man. Well, that's what you're supposed to do if you're a police officer, though, right? Isn't that what you're supposed to do? Put yourself in. That's part of the job. Put yourself in danger. It's not, you know, okay. I'm distracted a little bit because I'm talking about all these sources, and I had, you know how when you're listening to me in the morning, when we're in the breaks, I pick up the news, the newspapers, and I actually read them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking at the Business Insider, which has a bunch of photos. The photos reveal what America looked like before pollution was regulated. These are old photos. And the thing that attracted me to them, when I started going to Los Angeles in 1993, there were five layers of haze. I remember, because I have been flying back and forth frequently. I've probably done, and since 1993, I've probably done 400 trips back and forth to the West Coast. And as I started in those first couple of years, I could see the gradient levels of pollution when you were landing on what they call in Los Angeles a clear day. Well, you were above it, and you start going through the layers, and it was pretty gross. So these photos reveal not only what L.A. looked like before pollution was taken care of, but other cities as well. And I will say one thing. There's something about Los Angeles. I'm so conflicted because I can't stand the politics. of California. But I love the energy of California. Maybe part of it is my children are there. But I love, there's something about Los Angeles that I just love. And so you look at this and you see how, looking at these old photos, what things, what problems we had, and now they've been addressed. So does all this attention being paid to pollution pay off? That's the suggestion that you get from looking at this. It's kind of a light read. It's just mostly pictures. But, you know, drawing conclusions, isn't that what you're supposed to do? When you hear things, see things, experience things, then you draw your own conclusion.
Yes.
So in this circumstance, it really is very interesting to see how we have changed. Don't let people kid you that we're worse off because we aren't, frankly. Meanwhile, here's something that's kind of disturbing, actually. An Australian footballer has been diagnosed with concussion legacy. What do they call it? What is CT? Chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Something close to that. The thing I've been talking about for years because of football and what happens to people who play football, especially the younger players, and how parents, in my mind, are irresponsible if they let their young children play football. So here's this lady named Heather Anderson, who played in the Australian Football Women's League. They have a women's football league there.
Yeah, Australian rules footballer. CTEs can't be diagnosed until after death.
Uh-uh.
And she was the first female to have the diagnosis.
What a shame. She was 28 years old, died last November. All right, food for thought as usual here on Good Day at 48 after the hour. Happy to have back on the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Doug Stephan here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Stephan Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
To work too hard to figure out what's on Chucker's mind here as the opening of the next Mission Impossible movie is on top of us. So we're going to think outside the box. Do you think they did that? When you look at the trailers for this, it looks like not the usual Mission Impossible. Do you think I'm right on that score?
In what way?
I don't know. It just doesn't. It looks like there's a little more attention on him, although it's always about.
They say it's a little funnier.
Funnier, really? I didn't get that.
Yeah,
from
it has more humor. I mean, listen.
Really?
I want to just talk about this for a second.
Yeah.
Mission Impossible: Dead Reckoning Part One opens next week, right? So this weekend we get this movie, Joyride, a comedy, which is getting really good advance reviews. It's called Counter Programming. It has mostly an all Asian cast. It's an R-rated hard R comedy, which I think is good for the marketplace. The marketplace needs counter programming.
If it's produced in China, I'm not interested.
No, I think it's a studio film. So
okay.
It needs this stuff in between the big popcorn studio films, right? But the thing is, with Mission Impossible, advanced reviews are really, really good. And I think for the industry, it's gotten to the point where unless you get great reviews, your movie could be in trouble, because what happens is these internet bloggers and reviewers and these toxic people just nitpick an open scab of any issue one of these films have, and they just spread toxic word of mouth around the edges. And you see that with movies like
who are the brain pays any attention? You have a no-brainer. If you're that stupid that you're influenced by that, then
that's a simple analogy what you're making.
It is.
If you hear it, but if you hear it enough, like if you turn social media on, like the last month, all you do
ruined the world. Social media has ruined the world.
What you do, or they that movie, The Flash, which I told you that I like a lot, I saw it 3.5 times, okay?
Great.
Why would I sit in a movie 3.5 times if it was bad? I would not.
You don't know because you don't know the difference between a good and a bad movie.
No, it's
look
very
at some
good.
Of that crap that you watch.
But here's the thing. Every time I turn my computer on for the last month, all you get is these articles pop up. The Flash is this, and it's bombing. And then you get these review sites on YouTube that will make up stuff, and they'll have headlines. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny is the worst movie yet. Like, they'll just psychologically hammer. It's almost like, I don't know if it's AI or
if you believe that stuff,
do this stuff. I don't know.
As dumb as the people
like
put it out there.
I've never seen anything like it.
All right, well, let's talk about the Red Door. What's that about? That's out today. The Insidious, the Red Door.
It's a horror movie in a franchise that's done pretty well at the box office. Horror movies usually have pretty decent openings, and again, I think that's good for the marketplace to have horror films. And you don't want just, massive $250 million, $300 million popcorn movies. You need other things to get people interested on a week-to-week basis going back to movies, indeed.
Right. All right, so Indiana Jones be number one again this week, then.
I don't know, man. This movie, Sound of Freedom, with Jim Caviezel, which hit the religious type crowd, did $14 million on July 4th. Now, I don't know how much legs that audience will have, but if somebody would have told you that movie would open number one that day over Indiana Jones, a massive franchise tempo film, nobody would have believed. That's certainly something that couldn't happen in the 80s or 90s. But this is a new landscape, so anything is possible here.
Jenna Ortega and Winona Ryder are filming scenes from Beetlejuice 2. So what is that? I don't remember Beetlejuice 1. What can you...
You don't remember? Well, Michael Keaton is a ghost.
Yeah, I remember he was in it.
It was a big hit in 88. That was pre-Batman. Next year he got Batman. It was a very successful movie directed by Tim Burton. Burton is back. That's, you're talking 3 decades later to do a sequel. Listen, I thought Michael Keaton's involvement in The Flash, which I thought he was great, would get a huge box office number. It did not. So it'll be interesting to see how Beetlejuice 2 does. I think it'll do very well, but what do I know? That opens next year, Doug.
Greta Gerwig.
Yeah, director of the Barbie movie.
Narnia movies now because of the Barbie movie.
Yes.
When the Barbie comes out next week.
Those are Netflix movie. Yeah, Barbie opens the week after next week. It actually opens the same day as Oppenheimer. Chris Nolan's Oppenheimer. So there's a lot of movies in the month of July, Doug.
Yeah, it's good. All right, well, anyway, this, all of this Netflix stuff, you go on and on about people in the social media. I go on and on about Netflix.
Hard
All right, Chucker, have a good weekend.
Thank
we'll
you
talk to you Monday for the box office totals. 59 pass now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.